You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Marlon's Dreaming with Trophies, and we've got Samisi from Marlon's Dreaming on the line. Hey Samisi, how are you?
Hey Rachel, I'm good, how are you?
Good, it's nice to chat to you ahead of what is a very exciting show for you guys, playing in July at the Power Station, huge flash stage, with Mermaidens, Nah Noise and Parquet Courts. This is Strange Universe that we're talking about. You guys must be excited for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've been a fan of Parquet Courts for a long time now, so to get to play before them was also interesting, to get to watch them play live anyway. Mm. But I would have been there anyway. So
yeah. I feel like as a band, that must be the ultimate goal, to be on the stage for a gig you would have come to as a punter.
Yeah, definitely. I have to pinch myself every now and then with some of the opportunities that we've been given as a band. Yeah, it was just so, I mean, it's been a lot of hard work, but it's also, we're quite fortunate, I feel like.
You guys put out this brilliant record, which we've been thrashing since it came out last year, Hasten. How's it felt to be, I guess, tentatively being able to play a little bit of this music and celebrate it? Because obviously, you know, it was put out in the context of COVID, and that's thrown a spanner in everybody's musical works. What's it been like starting to give these shows some live life?
It's been tricky, those songs, I find them really hard to sing and play. A lot of them are in kind of subdued sort of tone, and through doing that, it's kind of like a register that is a little bit hard to project loud. So I guess retaining that shoegazy element, but actually trying to translate that live is actually quite difficult. It's more difficult than I feel like it seems. it would seem from, you know, listening to them that they're not too hard to sing, and that's kind of how it feels like it should be. But when I go and sing them, it's a different story. But yeah, we've been working on them, and yeah, really excited to actually play them live.
Yeah.
We had our tours postponed.
It's been a nightmare for that type of stuff, eh? You must be really chomping at the bit to get out there now.
Yeah, definitely. Chomping at the bit for sure.
Just to carry on with, I feel like you guys always have a bit of a horse theme going on, because I've seen that sort of motif pop up with the Claudio Cugacci painting you had on previous albums. I mean, this is such a strong body of work, though. We've talked about it before on this show. It's been quite a pivot in direction for you guys, as you've sort of just talked about then. But it does feel like a natural progression from the sound you've been making. I'm interested in the fact that it seems a wee bit harder to play live. Does that mean you've had to sort of rework some of the tracks a bit for a live performance, or has it just been a matter of like retraining yourself in how you're performing them?
I think a bit of both. We've definitely had to rework some songs. We haven't gone to the point of changing the key or anything, but yeah, definitely just, I guess, because a lot of the register that the vocals is in is kind of similar to that of what's being played on the guitar.
Mm.
So that kind of mid-rangey sort of feel often gets just caught up in all of the other mid-rangey stuff going on, so it kind of drowns it out a bit. So I guess the main thing is we've been forced to be more dynamic as a band. So when I'm singing, there's less instrumentation around that, or it's more subdued so that the vocal kind of shines more.
It must be quite cool. There's a lot of really awesome, I guess, Dunedin bands of recent years that are starting to really crack it in a you know, bigger way. You guys are definitely one of those bands. How does it feel to see your peers also starting to, I guess, play slightly bigger stages or get a wee bit more attention on their music? It must be kind of a cool thing to see that scene that you grew up around start to flourish.
Yeah. I mean, I've always said there's, you know, I don't think I've really properly acknowledged it. I've always thought there's just great bands all over. I've said all over, but yeah, I think it must be said that there was a few bands around the time that we came up in Otipoti, and yeah, they're doing so well, like Mild Orange, and you know, there's heaps of them. And like Mild Orange are overseas now and doing stuff over there, and it's pretty crazy.
Is it kind of surreal? I mean, you're based up in Auckland, is that right?
Yeah.
Is it surreal to go back to Dunedin? I think when people go back to a town where you've spent a bit of time, especially a lot of creative time, to come back, do you kind of feel like it unlocks a little bit of your brain and you're thinking about music or ideas and stuff in a new way? Or is it not really that type of relationship for you going back to Dunedin?
No, it absolutely is. I think it's really stimulating in Auckland. For a lot of reasons, and sometimes that can be good for creativity, but I think a lot of the time I go back to Dunedin and it's just so empty, and it's got almost like a sinister feel. And you know, you walk around and there's not really many people on the footpath, and you've got this beautiful brutalist architecture everywhere, and it's hard not to feel kind of moved. So I think it definitely influences me to write more and get into that kind of frame of mind.
I was thinking again about the track Earth Dirt, I think, is the one that you recorded in a big empty hall, is that right? Or you recorded part of it in there maybe?
Yeah, we did vocals in a room in the sort of octagon, near the octagon in Dunedin. It was a really old hall dancing room.
Wow. There's something about that, like, idea, I think, of having sites that are directly influencing your work. There's always chat, I think, since, you know, Flying Nun first started, about Dunedin sounds, and are there new Dunedin sounds? What is the Dunedin sound? Does it even exist anymore? But I think that there is something about the Southern Gothic that comes through a lot of Dunedin bands, that, you know, it has different ways it presents in music. And I think for you guys, this is maybe your most gothic sounding album. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. A lot of bands we were influenced by at the time leaning on that side, leaning on the sort of more dark and brooding side. And I wouldn't say that that's where I'm at now. You know, I'm always moving, taste-wise and my influences, but definitely at the time it was, and I think it's come out like that, especially in some songs like Trophies that you just played. I think it's got a real kind of Dunedin sound, I feel like.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to have a listen to Showman now. Tell us a wee bit about this track, Samisi, because this one did the rounds on our playlist for a while when it came out. What's this song kind of touching on for you?
I think it's about commitment issues and worrying about kind of leaving people on their own and or going off on my own myself. And I think just kind of that kind of confliction that goes on in my head.
Mm.
And it's also, I think it's set against a kind of backdrop of an imaginary friend that I used to have when I was a kid. And I'd hang out with him a whole lot, and then he just got lost somehow. And I guess I had to come to terms with not having that imaginary friend anymore, even though that imaginary friend could have been materialized in any doll.
Mm.
I just felt like with that doll in particular, he was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And making a parallel between that and people in your life that are real.
That's awesome. That's super awesome. I think a lot of people can probably relate to that particular feeling, for sure, Samisi. Hey, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. Look forward to seeing you on the big stage at the Power Station as part of Strange Universe with Mermaidens and Narnoise and Parquet Courts. Of course, that's happening on the 22nd of July, and there are still tickets, but I would not muck around if you want to get tickets. Triple A is the place to go. Thank you, Samisi. Have a great morning.
Thanks,
Rachel. See
ya. You too. Yeah.
Squeezing my gut hard like frozen toothpaste. It's really nothing. sound of people laughing.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.